Welcome back to the Tax Advisor and Biz Coach Success Podcast. The purpose of these episodes is to help entrepreneurs become more successful, avoid tax and other business headaches. Remember to tune in frequently as we will be sharing tips, secrets, and expert recommendations on how you can manage your finances, improve wealth, and grow your business. Please like, share, and subscribe. Here's your host, Liz Soria.
Hello, welcome back again. Okay, this is Liz Soria, your tax advisor accountant. And in today's episode, I want to talk about something that I see people really questioning this thing about going on, you know, especially social media, all the way from Facebook to Twitter. And the question is, is it really worth being, self-employed? I mean, is it worth being an entrepreneur versus to be an employee? So that's the big question, right? Is it really worth it? Because we hear the pros and the cons, and like anything, they are, right? So I want to kind of break it down in this short episode, and hopefully to explain, again, the pros and the cons, because everything has good and bad. Okay, so number one, as I'm recording this, I know that we are going through very, very difficult times, not only here in the United States, but also across the globe. And I think that now more than ever is the time, and I'm going to see this really very profoundly, that is the time for everyone to step out of the comfort zone once and for all. If you ever thought about becoming a business owner, but you always hesitated, and you was, you know, whatever fears or, you know, doubts that you had, or maybe you felt that you were not good enough, or you didn't have enough experience, whatever might be that runs in our mind, because I do believe in a very powerful mindset, the fact is that now things are going to be a lot harder, even if you have expertise, even if you have, you have your skills, and you might have multiple degrees. I don't know your background, right? But whatever it is, even as prepared as you might think you are, things I really believe are going to be a lot more difficult to find really good jobs. The one they're willing to pay you what you're worth. Because remember, a lot of times salaries are based on what the market determines. So that's a problem. Because if the market, wherever you at, it's determined that, for example, for an HR manager is going to get paid $50,000, $60,000 a year, that's what you're going to get paid in that state. But you might go across another state and they might pay you $10,000 more a year. See what I'm saying? So the market really determines, unfortunately, how much they're going to pay you. Yeah, you might get a couple thousand dollars more here and there if you know how to deliver and, you know, show them the value that you can bring to their, the company. But other than that, things I really believe are going to be difficult. I could be wrong, but based on what I'm looking at for the last couple months since all this pandemic has started, as we know, here in the United States, we have lost nearly over 120,000 businesses, and a lot of, you know, mops and pop shops have shut down and probably will never reopen, which is so really, to me, it's extremely sad. And then on top of that, we have other large companies who have cut down also on their staff. So if they had 10 people working for a specific department, maybe now they have half or they have seven. Okay, because again, remember, a lot of even large companies, they have been affected. You know, their revenues are not the high as it used to be. So they have to make their own measurements. So why I'm bringing this up to you, because again, I do believe that there's such a great benefit of being self-employed versus to being an employee. Yes, it's great to have a paycheck that you know that more or less, as long as you deliver the work that you promise your boss or the company, you're going to get an exchange your time for what? For money, right? So it's exchange of time for money, all right? So the only times I see people make a lot better in their lives is when it comes to their establishing their own businesses on the side. Yes, you might be thinking, Liz, well, that's not really fair. Taxes are more beneficial for self-employed than they are for, you know, employees. And yet, you know what? I have to tell you, absolutely, that is a true fact. But here's the reason why I like to explain why a lot of people is kind of, they have like a hate, you know, relationship with taxes. And it's because they say, well, if I'm an employee, I'm getting deducted all these taxes. But yet here's someone out there who's, an entrepreneur, and they have all these deductions, which I'm not entitled to. And the reason is because the government, the way to look at it is that that person, because starting a company and starting a business that could expand and improve the economy of the country itself, right? Because as an entrepreneur, I can hire 10, 20, 50, 100, thousands of people, okay? As an employee, you can only serve one company. That's usually what happens. So that's why we get the extra perks. And whether you might consider it to be fair or not, it's just the way, like I said, we play by the game. And that's what Uncle Sam wants, and that's what we give them. And again, not only you're going to be able to improve your bottom line, but you're going to be able to contract other people out there that are unemployed. Again, as I'm recording this, we're going through a really major crisis. And I think that, again, this is the best time that you're going to have to step up and really get out of that comfort zone and say once and for all, if I ever doubt it, or I always hesitated because it was nice to have that permanent paycheck, but I don't have it any longer, and I am unemployed, or whatever might be that situation, then maybe this is the time for you. And yes, you get all the perks. So I do believe that the benefits that you get with taxes are way bigger, and really, you know, it comes back as a huge benefit versus to working as an employee. Now, again, if you're one of those kind of person that you feel like, hey, you know what, this, I'd rather have, my paycheck, and I just don't want to worry about, you know, building a business, about, you know, the headaches, about maybe perhaps, you know, having to contract other people, and you know, team management and all those responsibilities that come also, then I understand that. But again, keep in mind that it's always, even if you have a full-time job right now, so you're listening to this, it's always, always advisable for you to start a gig on the side, start a business on the side, produce some other income, just in case something happens that your job is no longer there tomorrow, that at least you have a backup plan. See what I'm saying? So even if for those of you who are listening to me or watching, understand that we always want to have a backup plan. And yeah, it's great to have savings for a rainy day. I think we all definitely should have, but we know that the reality, especially here in the States, more than 60% of people do not even have savings. They're lucky if they have more than maybe, you know, $3,000, $5,000 sitting in their account. The majority of people go paycheck by paycheck because they're considered a working class. Medium class is kind of dissipating here in the States. So, and I laugh because we used to be a large more percentage, and now we're no longer. The richer is getting richer for a lot of reasons, and the poor is becoming more and more in a higher percentage. So again, my advice to you is yes, the benefits are always going to be greater. Of course, you're going to have responsibility. Yes, there's going to be maybe a little bit extra work from your end. But if you have something to offer to other people out there that you know you can help them improve their lives and better their careers, maybe, or whatever it is that you can share with the rest of the world, then by all means, I think this is the time for you to step up and hopefully take the challenge, right? Because life is full of challenges. So again, I wanted to do this because I really believe that this is the opportunity where you're almost being forced to really take action once and for all. Because if you have been, like I said, waiting and wondering, should I, should not, if you're not working and you have the opportunity, I always believe in, you know, personal development and, you know, financial education, absolutely. And with that said, I do hope that you make the best decision for you. But again, the benefits and the taxes are going to go always towards the company, because remember, the way that the government looks at it is that you're helping the economy. You are contracting other people who hopefully are going to be employees of you, and they're going to be paying their taxes and so on. So I hope, you know, this has answered many of those questions that I see out there. And like I said, it's not for everybody, not at all. If you're comfortable where you're at, then great, good for you. But again, doesn't hurt to have a side business. So, and with that said, for all of you who are starting new businesses, what I have decided to do was I have built an online course, which is a very short video, and it's going to be really packed with information. So I'm sharing that link below. And you're more than welcome. For a very limited time, I am offering a complimentary training. And just register. All you need is your email, no credit card, there's no catch 22. Actually, I will have a separate video that you can look also hopefully below. I'm going to put that link where it tells you a little more in detail of the actual, you know, training. And again, I was planning on charging a couple $100s, is well worth it. But because I know the challenging times that we're living, I wanted to do this for the people who are out there who's listening and watching this and saying, hey, it is my time. I need to do, you know, I need to do something. I mean, I cannot depend on just a JOB, and I have to go ahead and create my own economy. So if you're one of those, then by all means, this is your time to really step up and do the best that you can to help others out there, like I've done, you know. So I believe that we're all here, and I know a lot of you are, you know, unfortunately unemployed and kind of looking around and saying, well, what's the best decision I can make right now, right? And if you feel that in your heart and you know you're ready for it, this is the time to do it, folks. And I really believe so. So I hope, you know, my few tips, it helps. Like I said, you can deduct so many things when you're self-employed, you know, obviously your car expenses, you can do, you know, your office supplies, you can do your accessories, your computer, even your home office, right? You can, some of that expense, you can offset, you know, utilities, and take a, you know, a certain, you know, a portion off your taxes for having a home office, right? Renting maybe one of your rooms or, you know, something like that. So that all helps. So think about that. And like I said, I hope you do jump in, because like I said, I think opportunity is knocking right now. And again, feel free to reach out to me, comment, like, share, obviously it helps to grow my channel. Been doing this for more than 10 years, and I have more than 100 probably videos, and like I said, you can go and check out my podcast too. Take care, God bless, and stay safe, and I will see you next episode. Take care, bye-bye.